Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
If you look at my life and see what I see.
What a great way to start the show. Good evening. My life, my life.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Mic check, mic check.
Check, all right. What's happening, Cousin Marcy?
Yay! What's happening, Queen Cousin?
Girl, just ready to do this show because we got two amazing artists. But hey, G Lou, good evening. How are you? Hope all is well.
Yes.
To you and your family. Also,
salute,
to,
Mr. G Lou.
Absolutely. 11:22. If you guys haven't got that, I don't know what you're waiting for, but you need to go get that. That fire. EP produced by the amazing DJ Maniac. Great EP. Six songs, but it's all great. So check it out. Give a shout out to our sponsors before we get started. BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, and who am I missing? The G Lou After Hours and Didi Harrison. So, yeah, shout out to the sponsors. So what's happening, Cousin Marcy?
I said I was gonna be good. I have my tea. Just recuperating after yesterday. There's a lot of cooking going on. I'm so thankful. Happy holidays to everyone. Hope everyone had a good holiday with the family, celebrating, filled your tummies. But yeah, I'm just trying to be good and not eat any more mac and cheese until the show is over. It's hard because I made three pans now. We made three pans.
You gotta eat. You only live once, you know. It's all good.
Know.
I mean, this is the time of the year where I don't even know why people put the word diet. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the time of the year where you know, unless you can go get a rib removed and get your waist, you know, small, you can just eat and get your little stomach small as a pea. You can't eat then. But in the meantime, be organic, eat as much as you want. Shoot, that's how I feel. Because I know. I've been craving skillet cornbread dressing, so I'm going to have to pull that out and make it myself this Sunday. That's what I'm going to do.
I made that. I showed you, I made that. I know.
You showed me everything.
And the girl said that's what they like the best. I was like, oh, okay, so that must really make a difference. They was talking about it. They liked it, so... And your Kennedy got in there. She helped me this time. She was so cute. She made the banana pudding, and she was just like, "Thank you, Mom.
Delicious.
Really did it together." And the other two girls went to work. Salute to everybody that had to work on the holidays. Our holiday workers, you know, because everybody doesn't get the day off or the days off or the weekend off. So salute to all the hard workers out there. But I hope you enjoyed, Queen. I think we had a media sighting. We got to see a film.
Oh yeah, we went to go see Wakanda. I'm just going to say powerful, amazing actors and actress. Those queens, they just, you know, like, whoa, powerful. I said, it make me want to go ball and get that power. You know, get that power.
Right.
That power was in that baldness, man. It was like, I'm here for it. I'm here with it. Let's check it out. It was just a great, great, great film. I encourage everyone to go check it out. It was a great film. It was some surprises in there for me that I didn't expect, but that's what made it great, because you really don't know what to expect. But it's a great show, so yeah.
You're gonna get deeper into the see, I'm so confused. I know it's Marvel, DC, one of them. Somebody out there going?
No,
probably,
I'm not gonna get deeper into comics. No, not at all.
That's good.
No.
Yeah, that Marvel
that
universe
would, no.
should be.
No,
well, that's all good.
No, not at all. But yeah. So it was a great day, and I, you know, every day is a day, as we all know, to be thankful. So Thanksgiving is a continuation. It just goes and goes and goes. They just pick out that one day, but we're not going to get into the logistics of that.
I see. Well, happy Thanksgiving. We got at least one arrest in the Shanquilla Robinson. So we got one down and five more to go. So that was a good report to hear yesterday.
Has it physically happened?
Yes, it was confirmed because I saw there was some back and forth about that because some people were confused. They were looking at the warrant report, and what they did was when they were talking about the warrant, they came on and said, yes, they are in physical custody, but we just don't know where they are. So they don't know. They don't know if the FBI has them here still or if they turned them over yet. Yeah, her. It's the girl that was seen on the video, is what the report has said.
So what is
a
femicide? What's a femicide? Is that like a man, woman?
What it is?
Or is that something to do with homicide?
Yes. What it is? You see the word "side" is in there. So what it is? It's the killing of a woman or a girl in a particular by a man and on account of her gender, because it's gonna come out. The guys that were there, some of them, well, the girls that were there, they're saying all of them were not born girls.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what they were saying about the one who did the actual fight. Because
when
you look at the video, it looks like, you know, then it's like, okay, no wonder. Anyway, we don't want to get too much into that. That's not what the show was about. We're just going to be thankful that someone got arrested. So let's just, continue to pray for the family, and let's go on with the show. Mm-hmm. Let's get this Mary J. Blige and Faith, that's who we have tonight. Two amazing artists. Oh, my God. Two amazing artists. And both of these queens have accolades. Accolades. But Mary J. is dominating. But two
yes,
great
queen,
artists.
I love when you take the helm and you say, let's do this. You know I want to do that now. You know I love my Mary and I love Faith, too. So I was like, yes.
They
got
a hell of a
story.
Mary J. Blige has a hell of a story. Like, her background is, that's why her music is so amazing, because she's been through so much.
Mm-hmm.
When Mary born in New York and Faith born in Florida. So, Two amazing queens. Yeah, two amazing queens.
Okay. I know, and Faith, she has some time out there. I think it was in Mount Vernon, New York, too. She was part of them up there probably when she got to singing and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be fun tonight. Put your listening ears on, and you're going to hear more than the radio favorites tonight on our Fabulous Friday. Calling number is 914-803-4001. Tap in with the Queen and Cousin Marcy and Mr. G. Lou. Give us a request if you have one, or if you just want to say hey on this Fabulous Friday.
Yes, I need to make a correction too. Faith was born in Lakeland, Florida, but was raised in New Jersey. Then she relocated to Los Angeles. So, correction on that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we tell the truth over here on our Fabulous Fridays. Come with the facts.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
Allegedly. Right. Nobody getting in trouble over here.
And nobody got time for no trouble. You heard what she said at the beginning of the show. You be at peace with yourself. Just talk to the man upstairs. My life. Absolutely. So moving right along. What is our first connection, Cousin Marcy? Who we got?
We got the queen herself, the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige with Grand Pooba. She showed us some of her rhyming skills. Okay, she can spit too now on What's the 411.
Yes.
This is one that I truly liked. And I was like, oh, she could rap and she's not naked? Bring it on, girl. Bring it on. Tell them what you're talking about. Right? Oh my gosh. Fabulous Fridays.
Yeah, she got it going on and on, like, you know what I'm saying? But she be trying to act like all of that, though, yo.
So show us force, man. What's up?
Yo, Big Kid style.
No question, Big Kid's in full effect, man.
Yo, I'm gonna kick the Willie Bobo. Check it, yo.
No question.
Hey, yo, what's the 411, hon?
What's the 411, hon?
I got it going on, hey,
yo,
hon.
Yo, I got it going on, hon.
What's the 411, hon?
What's the 411, hon?
I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Will I be Pooba on this chair? The nigga from last year. Jabot's hanging baggy. Tommy Hilfiger top gear. Take no shorts. I'm doing lovely in all sports. Even swing the pole at the hole on my golf course. Some say I'm fancy cause I'm horny and nasty. If I see some rugged joints, then I won't let it pass me. I take no shorts. Let suckers step up to see. I'll flip the script and get harder than Jeopardy. I shot the sheriff and the motherfucking deputy. Test me. Check it, I'm not Keith Sweat, but bet that ass that I can make it last. Skins turn their head so fast, they end up catching whiplash. If Hun's a monster, I'm Kyle Lewis on the meter dash. It's Grand Pooba, baby, and I'm getting crazy cash. What's the 411? Let me know, hun. What's the 411?
What's the 411,
hun?
What's
the 411, hun?
I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Hey, yo, what's the 411, hun?
What's the 411,
hun? I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Yeah, nigga, what makes you different than the next nigga? Seen you last week and you couldn't even speak. You try to play like Mr. All of That, but now you wanna come to me with some chit-chat?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have no time for no wham-bam, thank you, ma'am. Gas me up, get me drunk, and hit the stage and scram. The same old shit you pulled last week on Pam? I'm not having that. No, I'm not having that. You gotta do a lot more, and that's just how it be. I'm Mary Biden, you just ain't running up for me. I need a man who's looking out with some security. So come correct with some respect and then we will see. So if you're with it, then drop the 7 digits and I might just give you a call. If you ain't with it, then don't waste your time at all. So what's the 411, huh?
Yo, honey was talking a little something, man.
Yo, so what's up? Push up, man.
I'ma catch up with it in a minute right now and see what she talking about.
So set it straight, man.
Alright, yo, I'll get back with you later, G.
Chill.
All my love is all I have.
And Grandpa was very special.
All my life I look for you.
And today your dream comes true.
You need me and I need you.
Grandpa Bob is very special.
Things you think to do divine.
This is to combine.
I know our love was meant to be.
Mary Blige was something kind of special.
Love is life and life is living.
Yeah, yeah.
You're very special.
You know it, baby. You got it going on a little something. So, yo, baby, you don't chill. Little time. Spend a little time. Hey, I got a pop pop.
Yeah, man.
Check it, man. Little resume with that skit, man.
Got that 411, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna see what the prognosis is, though.
Yeah, yeah, that Willie Bobo, man. We flowing it on.
Just bounce on up on that end, man.
Yeah, take the skyline, man. We out. We out.
That's that 1992. That's when Mary hit the scene. Like, she came with like, I ain't coming to play with y'all. I'm from the projects. I'm from the Yonkers. I'm coming to give it to y'all. Just raw. Like, just raw.
And she was young. She was really, really young. Looking at just some of her old clips. That's probably another reason why I gravitated towards her, because it was like she's dang near my age, but she was so shy still. You know, you see her in interviews, she went from shy to, moderately mean to just all right, disrespectful.
To raw.
Yeah, she's had a touch to really raw. Like, yeah, she,
because yeah. it was, I think it was dinner because of
don't ask me the same question.
Everything that she has been through in her personal life, and it just started coming
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? Because she's been through a lot, and she was very transparent
mm-hmm.
about her life, what she's been through, and it's like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm going to sing out what I, who I couldn't beat up. I couldn't get the ones who abused me on every level. I couldn't, you know, when you got that inner child in you that was abused
mm-hmm.
and you get on a platform like this, this is when it comes out. You get to, you get to see, you get to hear it, you know, just listen to her music. But yeah. And what's the 411? That whole album reminds me of when I stayed in Long Beach, and I stayed in this real big apartment complex. It was like, seemed like it was 100 apartments there. I never stayed anything so big. And there was this one lady there that used to drive a little yellow Geo, and she was a queen. She had her own hair salon, and I would always just check her out. I was like, man, she is sassy. But she used to always roll up playing, what's the 411? And I was like, okay. So that's what this song always takes
like
me back
that song,
to. That. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Wow.
Mary J.
Blige. And shout out to you all.
So you had
to... West Side Wednesdays and Fabulous Fridays, because you all interviewed, you and Mr. G. Lou, Chucky Thompson. What a, like, that was awesome. He worked
yeah.
with her. She did thankfully have, you know, some good people, I guess, around her. The one or two probably snuck in there. Some stuff she did on her own, but yeah, second everything you said, I'm definitely, I don't, you said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you had mentioned about her. I never knew that Faith Evans sung background vocals for her.
Yes. Yes.
Never knew
this
that.
Is where it gets interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew that because I could hear her for years, and you could just hear it, especially in the first album, the next song we're going to go into, Changes I've Been Going Through. Just listen, you could hear it, but that whole album, What's the 411, she's all through there on the background and on My Life as well. She worked on those two albums because she was in the studio and she was writing. Faith Evans is definitely a writer. But yeah, we're going to get into such a lot of stuff with them. And it's not a versus, you know, it's we're just appreciating them, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But get into Changes I've Been Going Through.
Maybe Hey, what's up? This is L.A. Sunshine of the Treacherous Three. You're tuned into the G. Lou Show on Flashback Fridays. Peace.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yay.
That was the one right there. You know, I don't know why, but rest in peace to the notorious big Faith Evans. Her first love. That their story is, they have a hell of a story too. They definitely have a heck of a story on how they hooked up. So yeah, don't want to forget about Biggie and Faith.
We cannot. We were not going to get through this without mentioning them. That was a, whew, yeah, what a story.
What a story. And I did hear Faith on that song. But, you know, they kind of sound so much alike in the beginning. You really couldn't, unless you knew.
Yeah.
Because I would have never known. Yeah. Because a lot of times people would think some of Mary's songs were Faith. And some people would think that some of Faith's songs were Mary's. So
that's probably where that low-key competition thing started, you know, to come in. I don't know why, like, you know, if some, it seemed like, again, it only happens with females. Like, you didn't see the Temptations and the Four Tops having this problem. It always winds up into being a competition, which is cuckoo crazy because they're awesome. I always wanted a duet with them. They did Love Don't Live Here Anymore. They remade that, and it wound up being on Faith's album, this one that we're going to get into next, these songs. But, yeah, they did remake Love Don't Live Here Anymore, but what they did was some controversy, and Mary demanded, scrap my vocals, get me off of there. And we've never heard them together since.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did read that, okay. Wow. Okay, well, let's go on to the next song with Faith Evans, Ain't Nobody.
Yeah, it's a banger right here.
Mm-hmm. That's
scene,
that scene. Fridays.
That's right. With the queen.
Ain't no reason that I'll ever be untrue. peace, everybody. The coolest legend, the cool, the DJ, the red alert. It's not all about me, it's about the G-Lu. You know what I said? The G-Lu show. Check it out each and every time. Let's make things happen. The red alert giving it to you, all right? Let's go.
Right. Shout out to the G-Lu show, Fabulous Fridays. That
girl,
was Faith.
Yeah, that was Faith. I know, I just jumped out there like, girl, like, Ken Do and Stevie J. Oh, my goodness. Well, these brothers must have had a conversation like, let's marry them and then get them for alimony. Like,
oh,
crazy.
Yeah, like,
Like,
it's just so much you could say. That's why you can't put so much on the celebrities, but you know,
absolutely,
just enjoy them for what they do, bringing us that good music, those good songs. You know, she sings so pretty, but then it's like, girl, are you really like getting taped arguing on Instagram right now with this love and hip hop?
We gotta call our cousin. We're gonna cut you short about the guys. We gotta call her you on the air.
Yay.
Hey, James, how are you doing all
day?
Hey, DJ Maniac. What's happening?
DJ Maniac. What's going on?
I'm good. I just hope y'all didn't play my favorite Faith song, I Love You.
Not yet. But we'll definitely fit you in. We have
amazing.
Not played that.
That's your favorite one by Faith. What about Mary? Would you have because Mary has so many, so it's hard to put a favorite one, right? Yeah, it's hard to
my
have a favorite one.
Share My World.
See, I
told
you it's hard to just choose one.
Yeah,
I think those are on our list as well. So if you're tuning in, you should be able to hear all of those and even your requests. So what's happening with you? It's always good to hear you. Congratulations on the EP again, the amazing EP that you produced, 1122.
I'm already working on his fifth one now.
Oh, I'm sure. The fifth one, the sixth
Yay.
One, the seventh one. You just mentioned the fifth one. I'm sure you own it. Like we say, where were you at when you were doing it? Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just about to clock in.
Are you about to clock in? So you work like a graveyard shift.
I know. That night shift is no joke.
I used to love graveyard. I used to love coming in and getting off at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning.
You did?
Yeah. Mm. I did. I loved it. I did that for about 7 or 8 years working graveyard. Yeah. It was just real cool. Freeways was not crowded.
Well,
the 710 was crowded. Huh?
I just love work.
Well, yeah. You know, I hear you. I mean, we're going to take whatever shifts we get because in the field I was in, I worked all the shifts. But I did. I loved graveyard shift.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stay with us. Stay with us while you go on your shift. And thank you for always calling.
No problem.
We going to fit your request in, too. That's right, DJ
Absolutely.
Maniac, producer extraordinaire. Get that 1122.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was true. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Put a beat to that, DJ Maniac.
Okay. This is recorded.
Because that was smooth.
Right.
Said, oh, yeah.
Right.
Hey, much love to you.
Make that a drive. Alrighty,
thanks for
love, DJ Maniac. Stay with us. Well, Queen, we're gonna keep this thing going because we do got a lot. We want to fit everybody in. Call the number 914-803-4001. So our next Faith came off her debut album. Only thing I gotta say about this song, thank goodness for really good people to bring good new music to you. when I discovered this song, it was already over 10 years old. It's called Reasons, Faith Evan, and it's really, really pretty. Get into it. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Mercy, and Mr. Jilu. Let's go. right, that was from the request line. Shout out again to DJ Maniac Queen. It's Faith Evans with I Love You. Go on, girl.
You really listen to this. Yes, I love you. I need you.
Like,
hey, hey.
Like, oh, gosh. Slow
right.
down, girl.
Absolutely.
Oh,
tonight on the G-Lou After Hours YouTube channel, he will be having a conversation with a guest by the name of Joseph Valdez or Valdez. So check that out tonight on the YouTube channel at 9:30 Pacific and 12:30 Eastern. Check that conversation out this evening. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel while you're there. And check out our website as well, theglueshow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G Lou, which includes 1122. Mm-hmm. Go get it, go get it. Yeah, I didn't know that Mary J. Blige did the soundtrack for The Help and Precious. I had no clue that she did the soundtrack for that. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm. And she's getting her acting.
And let's not forget Monet.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Let's not forget Monet. That was a cold character. She played that character very good.
I hope she comes back for you guys. I haven't watched any of those shows, but yeah, I hope that comes back.
Yeah, I pray.
What's the show? What's it called? Ghost?
Ghost Power, the book. Of Ghost.
Okay.
But, Power Book number 2, Ghost. Yeah, but I heard that they weren't coming back, so that's kind of sad. That's just what I heard. So allegedly, they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
There.
They're giving Mary's homeboy 50 Cent a hard time. Hard times. Oof. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Why are they giving 50 a hard time?
Because he's black. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Because he's
black. Like, you bought, like, because he's black. I have no clue. Yeah, I don't get it. You bought, like, 3 money-making shows to the network. I wasn't watching Stars. I don't watch Stars.
Stars, Kanan. Kanan was a good one, too. And also the one with Tommy. Yeah, so.
Oh,
but,
yeah
he bought some great shows.
That's jobs. To piggyback off what you were saying, Queen, for the long weekenders, I know after the holidays, we get into cleaning, putting up our trees and stuff for the holidays. Just like Queen said, don't forget, everything is available on replay. The Blog Talk Radio shows, the Flashback Fridays, the West Side Wednesdays, the OG Sundays, plus the YouTube shows, okay, the after hours, like tonight. So if you're just, you know, doing what you do and you're binging, go on and binge, listen, get into some of this. You got a lot to catch up on. We 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 EPs in. And I'm going to be quiet.
You said EPs?
EPs, CDs, launches. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's over 20.
I know.
Yeah.
I was looking at that on the YouTube myself. I got catching up to do. I said, we not new
Absolutely.
To this. We true to this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That part right there. So, yes, let's move along because our time is winding down.
No.
What's the next joint?
Well, we back to Miss Mary. We going to get into some Mary's joint. Mary J. Blige
Mary
came
joint.
From, what was that, the My Life album. So, yeah, this is a favorite right here. And, no, it's not a typo. Back to that competition thing. Both Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans had a song called All Night Long. So if y'all want to, you want to make it 3 times dope with Mary's joint and both versions of All Night Long?
Yeah, let's go triple.
Let's go triple. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Mr. G Lou. Let's go.
I know that you're just Queen Jean, tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G. Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
We are back. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G-Lou. That was Faith. What I remember. Sound like the poor girl was going through it.
Oh, yeah. They be going through it. It's definitely in the music.
So young, too.
We've all been through it, you know. We can all relate, though. That's why we love their music. We can all relate. All women can relate. If a woman says she can't relate to not one of these songs, ooh, I feel sorry for her for not being able to relate.
Yeah.
Because everyone has related. Every woman has related in some form or fashion, just period. You know, it just has happened. Mm-hmm. Heart's been broken, been played on.
Yeah.
Fell in love and couldn't understand and cried and
yeah.
Every woman has experienced that. Even these young teenagers are experiencing that. These young adult young ladies are experiencing that. And it's even worse for them now because they feel like they have no outlet. They just don't know how to give up. So yes.
They want that attention.
Need that attention. Oh, hey, want to shout out Essendon Angels giving out food tomorrow at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Starts at 12:00 p.m. First come, first serve. Go and get your blessings and share that information with anyone else that needs that blessing. And if you know someone who needs that blessing, they don't have transportation, be a blessing to them and go pick up a box and take it to them at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, and that's in the city of Compton, California.
Yay, yay.
Salute to Cynthia Nunn for S&N Angels food giveaway. She had a big success on Saturday.
I saw the video. I was like, man, she has a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's good.
And it'd be good food, too. Real good food, yes. So moving right along.
So where are we?
Time is winding down.
I know. It's like going by fast again. Like last week, that's that good stuff. Hopefully we can do a part two. Where are we at, Queen? Let's see. Shout out to Diddy. He was out there. Yeah. We skipped Faith Evans all night long, so let's go to Keep the Faith, Faith Evans. Nice, uplifting one. She's so smooth with it. I love this one. But it's Fabulous Friday. Holiday.
It is Fabulous Friday.
Right? So pretty.
I feel the cold wind.
Wow. Got to keep the faith.
You got to. That was beautiful.
That's why I always say that, you know, must receive faith. Yeah, you got to keep the faith. That was beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
a go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Definitely a go-to.
Shout out to Faith Evans.
That's right, that's right. Tell us where we going next, Queen. Oof, Lord, that was...
She said, tell us where we going next. We are going to...
Oh, a go.
Oh,
and this beat is by your favorite. Barry White. I just remembered. Remember
oh,
that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah, you bring me joy.
They
I do remember that.
To now to get the beat. Mm-hmm. We're going to speed it up a bit. Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, a DJ Maniac still back. That's what's up. And Mr. G. Lou.
Was that his voice? Mm-hmm.
You
right there. I was like, was that his voice? That's right, DJ Maniac.
Hello.
Much love, much love. Yeah, you bring me joy. Let's get into it. And I think DJ Maniac want to hear something else as soon as I get home. He said, as soon as I get home, it's the truth, it is. Hey.
Barry.
Hope we bring you guys joy this evening on the Fabulous Friday show.
I'm going. the only man I want, and I am never gonna front on you, baby. So relax your mind and realize.
I don't know what I would do.
Realize that I'ma do you right.
I'll make it up to you, baby, I'll do.
Okay, okay, Faith. Okay, girl.
As soon as she get home.
Right.
Great choice, DJ Maniac, just for you. Did you enjoy that?
Oh.
Yes, that's a classic right there.
She sang that song.
Classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love R&B. Like, some people don't know that about me. I love R&B so much.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So. Definitely.
We're going to move right along and keep letting you enjoy this R&B here.
And thank you for staying with us.
No problem.
Yes.
Anytime.
Let's see. I guess we're going into the Share My World. Yeah, you gotta want to show this song with her and R. Kelly, and
yeah,
Love Is All We Need with Nas. That was a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
Said Mary, live your life, girl. Okay.
Live your life,
Mary. All right, girl. This guy, let me mute. I'm not gonna say nothing about Robert.
That's your friend. Oh, don't bother R. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
He's still an amazing artist. That's all that matters.
That's right.
For me.
My way. Mary, 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 Mary. Live your life, girl.
You shipped out canary rock sizzling. Mary hot pop Chris shorty got this. Fly angel, my dreams of a queen came true. In this land that's dark, if you my man and you my heart, I blast for you. Need bail, put up the cash for you. Girls who mad law, you die for you. Leave them if they acting too fly for you. All up in your mixing in somebody else sick. Quick to put your name in some murder one shit. I'm not the one cheating on you or beating on you. Cause I'm laid back, you thought that I was sleeping on you. Real love make a ill thug feel bug. Now I've analyzed, are you trustworthy by the looks in your eyes? Stay with me, be my dog like Dolla and Richie. She convinced me, all we really need is love, strictly.
Mary J. Blige on this Fabulous Friday Queen. It just really hit me, like, you know, she is my favorite artist. She's like my favorite artist. Like, I'm literally jumping out of my seat right now, but I'm just realizing this is so awesome. It's just beautiful.
Yes, she is your favorite artist. I know she.
Yeah, I stand out for Mary. Like, I stand out. I've been really, really, like, really, really on an even keel, but I've seen her the most times in concert. Like, I just love her. She's just the best. I know we're not going to have enough time between yes. It's just like
she's an amazing
awesome.
Artist. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I see she switched up her dance. She got some new dance moves. So I was like, but Mary on her Good Morning Gorgeous tour, she made money. At every one of those states, she sold out. Every show, she sold out.
Yeah. She has her wine now, making her money in the different avenues. You know, it's just awesome to see how they could kind of branch out. I love the kinship of the friends, like, she keeps with the Nas's and, like, how close she was with DMX, you know, and Diddy, like, over all these years. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to be doing something right. We have to give them their flowers now. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Tweet Cadillac, One World Magazine, GLU After Hours Live. We didn't want to not shout them out again. Didi Hairston, make sure to check out the GLU After Hours show tonight. It's going to be a good one on the YouTube, but no way we're going to get to all of this. It's too
I know we have
much.
So many songs. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
So we're going to skip to, let's see, You Get No Love. Did we play that one yet? No, by Faith Evans with Diddy.
Mm-mm. Shout out to Faith. She was out there on Coliseum and Crenshaw shooting this video. She was all at the Winter Schnitzel. I remember when she did that. But, yes, You Get No Love. DJ Maniac, what do you think about that one? It's a good one right here.
I know it's not too ghetto. I said I know it's not too ghetto. You better check yourself, respect yourself. You better go for something because I blow for something. I'll tell you why there's no love. Simply you're not cool enough for what we have between us. Don't you know you
Love you. ghetto, ghetto. We still ghetto, ghetto. That ghetto, ghetto.
I've been thinking lately, baby, maybe we should make it tonight. I've been pushing papers crazy, even if it's wrong.
He bullied his way up to them songs. You want me to produce for you? I'm going to sing the hook. Remember that era? On Beautiful. He's with Snoop Dogg. It's like, what? You guys keep saying this guy. Who is this guy? Got him on the map. That was a good little thing right there. Let's try that. I'm going to get on your song. Oh, this
and he's
is
such
so
a humble young man, too.
Yeah. Seem like he's not aging.
Very humble. Call him out. We're going to end it, though, with family affair is 11:50. So where we want to go? Where we want to go? We want to go with Mary.
Well, we're going to, in honor of, no, let's give a little bit to DJ Mania. Give him a little bit more faith. We probably got enough time for Faithfully and then take it out, like you said, with Family Affair. I want to thank y'all for listening, everybody listening in. Thank you, DJ Maniac, for sticking with us. Our wonderful producer, Mr. G. Lou. And Queen, I'm going to give it to you.
I think we had Faithfully already.
No, we had Keep the Faith. We did Keep the Faith.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we had Keep the Faith. Okay, so Faithfully and Family Affair, we'll end it out with that. We're going to give it to you, DJ Maniac. We're going to give you Faith Evans. And, we'll just take it from there.
We'll take it to the dancery. Y'all ever been to the dancery? Okay. It's popping in there.
Let's go.
Faithfully. Album.
What was?
Yeah. This whole album.
I was saying that's my favorite album, Faithfully.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
me too. No skips. Well, it's been a ride, y'all.
Compared to your love, I wake up feeling good every day. everybody get on up, cause you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor.
Thank you, G Lou. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Great song. Thank you, G Lou. Have a great evening. Great show. Cousin Morsi, thank you.
Yes,
great
thank
show.
You,
and DJ
Queen.
Maniac
thank
as
you,
well.
Yes, I love you too.
DJ Maniac.
Hanging
until
out
we
with
meet
us.
Again.
And absolutely. Peace and love to our the callers and everyone listening. And blessings to your weekend. Be safe and be great intentionally. And lift each other up always.
Hallelujah to that.
Yes. Stay away from the drama. We don't need no drama.
No hateration.
No hateration.
Or holleration.
No hateration. Or holleration. Everything and
so
everything we don't need.
That's
absolutely
right.
So. Peace and love to everyone. Be blessed. And that's it. Ashe.
Peace and love, Ashe.